So me with Chris Hughes after Newton's 2-1 win over Aberystwyth. Chris, job done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, I think it's a tough game. I thought Aber would play very well today. They put us under pressure. We had to survive that. I thought we did it well in patches. Really clinical today. Took our chances. Great first goal after, I think it was in the first minute. And then the second goal again, you know, with Nick Rushton, similar to his Boxing Day finish. And then, you know, for 15 minutes then, we looked like we were going to score a couple more. We had a great chance with Luke to make it 3. And then we didn't. And that probably gave Aber a little bit of impetus. And to be fair to them, they came back then, and I think we've cleared off the line. They've hit the crossbar. You know, so, you know, it was a hard-fought win today, but, you know, excellent win, delighted. And pleased for everyone at the football club, right from the, you know, the directors, the supporters, the players, the staff, everyone has been fantastic and, you know, and, you know, deserve their place in the top six.
Yeah, because it's the first time Newtown's obviously achieved a top six finish in a few seasons now. So, What's the aim from here? Because obviously you look at the league table now, and I know everyone else has got to play, but you're only 6 points off the top. So you're looking at that thinking, well, if we pick up a few more points before phase two starts, we've got a bit of emphasis going into it, or is it just take each game as it comes still?
I think first and foremost, you know, that's 6 seasons now I've been at the football club, and that's the fourth top six finish we've achieved. And I think there's the playoffs, 5 out of those 6 seasons, only last season. That we didn't get any other, we got to 2 semi-finals. So I think, you know, overall that this football club always overachieves. And, you know, who's to say, you know, in the top six, and we've got 2 games left of the normal season before we go into the 10 games in the top six. But who's to say what will happen? But, you know, one thing that we're about this football club, we've got spirit, we've got hard work, and we've got good players as well. And I think if you've got that, we've got a good mix, a good group. We probably need a couple of faces though, just to strengthen in the window, just to help the boys out that we've got here. But, you know, we'll see where it takes us. But, you know, we know that, you know, our home form's been excellent. We want to keep that going as well.
Yeah, you mentioned the home form there. That's 10 home games now, 7 wins at home. So that's been very important in your run to the top six finish, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Every side, you know, I speak to any manager, every team, they always want to do well at home. I think, you know, you can see it in the league. I look, you know, the league tables, the home league table, the away league table. I think, you know, our record's fantastic. We haven't lost, but I think we're only third or fourth in the home league table. That shows you the quality in the league,
yeah.
The quality of the teams you're playing against. But, you know, look, it's, like I say, just go back to it. It's a fantastic achievement by everyone. And, you know, I'm sure everyone will get lots of credit for it because they deserve it. But the players, the staff, the, you know, everyone at the football club has been fantastic. And, you know, we'll see where it takes us now. But, you know, we know we're only going to be 2 games from Europe. And, you know, that 3 years ago, this football club had a fantastic experience in Europe, and let's just see if we can repeat that.
And that knowledge, to end on, of being 2 games away from you, does that give you a bit of freedom in the second phase to experiment a bit with formations, with lineups, or will you sort of look to keep it quite similar to what it's been so far?
I think you know, within this league, everyone, you know, everyone's very, very familiar because only 12 teams, so, you know, we are looking at, you know, some different faces in the window just to give us a new dimension in terms of how we want to play. But I think, you know, the main thing for us is that, you know, we go into the top six and we're competitive and we try and pick up as many points as we can because, you know, it is a hard yard. It's a tough year. It's going to be even tougher this year. It could be probably the toughest top six probably ever because of the standard of the teams and in it. And, you know, you only have to look at what's going on at the top of the league to see how close, you know, that is. And so, you know, we under no illusions how tough it's going to be, but you know, we want to be competitive in every single game, and that'll be the aim come the top six.